Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Of course, we know we're not allowed to build on Shabbos. Erecting a tent on Shabbos can't be done. That's called building. What about a temporary tent? No, Chazal say no. You start out temporary, it's going to lead to a permanent one. What about if I have an existing structure and I kind of, I want to add something to it? That depends on exactly what you're doing and how it's done. For example, suppose I have a shutter and I want to put it into a window. And that's how it used to be in those days. Didn't have windows that went up or down. Everyone could afford glass. So you had a shutter and you clicked it into the window. That prevented the ganovim, or the birds, or snakes, or whatever to come in during the night. Can I do that? Zakt the Mishnah. Again, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Pekak hachalon. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, they call a traffic jam a pekak. Pekak means you're stuffing something up. It can't get through. In this case, we're closing up the window so things can't go in or out. So pekak hachalon. A shutter that's used to cover a window. Chalon is a window. Rabbi Eliezer, Reim Rabbi Eliezer says, can I close it on Shabbos? It depends. Bizman, when's man, of course, means time. Bizman, when you have a situation, shehu kosher, it's tied with the rope from before Shabbos. Vitali, and it hangs. In other words, the rope is short enough that when you take it out, the shutter won't hit the ground. It'll be hanging. So then the din is, paikik and bar, you can close the window with it. You see, because it's attached to the window, and because the rope is so short that it'll never fall to the ground, the rope is going to hold it up, so I consider it part of the building. And Mamela, when you cover the window with this type of a shutter, you're not adding something new to the building. Of course, if the shutter had hinges, it for sure would be good. But v'im lav, if not... In other words, even if it did have a rope, but when I took it out, the rope was too long and it would come zetzing to the ground, then the din is, ein poikikim boy, you cannot shut the window with it. You see, even though there's a rope here, let's try to picture this. You're walking, what do you see? You see someone lifting something off the ground and he's putting it in. What does it look like to you? That man seems to be adding something to a building. If it never hit the ground, it's obvious. This is just like something that goes in or out. You're not really building something or adding something. The Chachamim say, Benkach u Benkach, Poike can buy. The Chachamim say, whether or not it's attached to the window or it's not attached, there's no problem. You can put it in as long as this shutter was prepared from before Shabbos to be a shutter for the window. Then according to the Chachamim, even if it's not connected at all, put it in, take it out. You see, if you didn't prepare it from before Shabbos, then the board would be muktzah. But as far as building is concerned, the Chachamim hold that a temporary addition is mutter on Shabbos. So once again, what do we learn in this Mishnah? I have a shutter. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's tied, not only tied, but it's tied with a rope short enough that if when I take it out, it just dangles, it doesn't hit the ground, then you can use it. You can close the window on Shabbos. If not, you can't. The Chachamim say, even if it's not tied at all, as long as you prepare the board from before Shabbos, paikikim bai, that means you can shut the window with it.